We do find some outbreak, malaria, you see, one of them, you see. And then because in our land, we also have mosquitoes spreading malaria, so we have to be very careful, you see. And also cholera, you see. But because our surveillance program, so we are able to contain the spread so that they don't explode itself. And then all the refugee families have this medical center, so, disinfection and so on. Yeah. That's why I have to go there to do the inspection. Okay. But of course, there's a long, long pressure because the other thing is about food supply. See? This is another area. Yeah. And the other thing is, at one time, we also have when the refugees arrived, the problem was because some refugees passed away, and then the bodies cannot be detected. See? We don't know where they were. And then we have set up a special inquiry to find out the situation, because some of them go here, some of them go there. The report in the end was clear that we don't make any mistake. We take care of everyone. But of course, it's not easy to identify that particular refugee, which refugee camp went to. It takes time. But I think the overall, we have the department involved, medical and health department, correctional services department, because they have to take care of the and then agriculture and fisheries, because they have to make sure that the local mosquito will not be affected, see, because of spreading infectious disease. And also the district officers, because in the new territory we have the district officers. We have also to help the people so that they can really communicate with outside. We have to help them. Yeah. So we have to use a lot of staff. Additional burden, yeah, additional stress. Yeah. And yes, it lasts for quite some time.